Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. You know who this is. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm just so excited to be here with you guys today. You know, what has been in my spirit, or God has put, I mean, he really downloads stuff. You know, I'm using the word, but you know how the Holy Spirit is in us. He actually put this on me just now. You know, people ask me, well, how do you do, you know, this media? So I say, you know what? I don't use no cue cards anymore. I started out that way, but I messed up every time. With the radio and TV, my team will be fussing, oh, you got to edit this. But you know what? When you actually sit at the feet of Jesus and meditate in him, he will flow stuff. It surprised me all the time. I leave my stuff in the other room. But this is what I want to say. You know, so many people in the world today, I mean right now, have lost hope, okay? I mean hope that we're going to even live tomorrow, hope that they're going to have a meal, hope to have somewhere to stay. They don't have anyone to encourage them. You know, of course, God is the ultimate encourager. He is faithful. He is the greatest love that we could ever want or desire or that we need in our life. But, you know, it's nice when someone actually encourages you to give you a compliment. But let me tell you something. You have to encourage yourself, one, and see that, you know, you have to be in your word to encourage yourself. You know, the main thing to do is show love. You know, I tell people, they say, because one time I had to speak in a non-Christian environment. A lot of times I have to do that. And they said, well, how do you do that? I said, well, I am who I am, number one. But the thing is, show love. Look at anything that has happened in the Bible. Guess what happened? God showed love. Jesus showed love. Do that first, because you can't really throw the Bible at somebody when they have no place to stay. They have nothing to eat. They don't have the basic necessities of life that we take what for granted. But this, I just wanted to say that, you know, help someone else have hope. Take the basic necessities out of the way. And then guess what? They're going to want to know why you smiling, why you got so much energy, why you talking about Jesus. Who is that? There you go. You have the opportunity to spread the good news to somebody else. That's how we have to do it. Show love first. You know, the thing that I really enjoy about our wonderful, wonderful guest today. She's been on our platform before, and I'm just so excited. She's back again. She's an awesome, awesome woman of God. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker, and she is a media personality as well. You know, that's why I try to tell people, okay, yes, we can work together. We can have the same calling on our life, somewhat. Somewhat, I'm saying somewhat, because everybody's call is different. But we can be a media personality, we can be an author, we can be a publisher. But guess what? You have your uniqueness that will always come out. And so I'm so glad that she knows this. She knows this, and she has a wonderful platform, awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. But we don't want to delay. We just want her to come right on in here. We have the author, media personality. We have the motivational speaker and so much more, Miss Teeny Garlington. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hi, Dr. Renee, and I just want to start off by saying thank you so much for allowing me to come back on the show. As you know, you have been my light when I've been in darkness in this media thing, so I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're a blessing. You're a blessing. You know, I tell people, my thing, what doesn't work, I'm going to let you know it doesn't work and let's do something. Because, you know, it's a learning curve. It's a journey. And, you know, the thing is you have to, and that's what people don't talk about is the things that didn't work. Now, I'm going to let you know what didn't work so you can actually have a smoother path. But, Teeny, please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome, awesome things that's going on in your life.
Absolutely. Currently, I am an author. March 18th will be 1 year, when my 1 year anniversary that I published my first book titled Don't Look Back, Look Forward. I am currently the host of Time with Tiny, which airs every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. I am in the process, Dr. Renee, of rewriting my first book, which is titled Don't Look Back, Look Forward. And I'm so excited because, you know, God has given me a vision that for this book, and it's just so awesome, and I can't wait to dive deep into it and get it revised and publish it and start going across the world and the state of Georgia and the United States and talking about this book. Right now, I am working on several other projects. I also write books for other people. So I have one author that's going to be coming out soon where I'm going to publish her book. So I have a lot of things in the works, Dr. Renee, and the reason why I started doing what I do is because I'm a natural-born teacher. I love to teach. I'm not your traditional teacher where I went into college and study education and have a certification and in the school systems. No, I am just someone who's allowing God to use me as a vessel, use my stories, use my circumstances to reach back and tell people how good he is and how he can bring you out and how no matter what you're going through, it's never too late to stop and really reverence him and allow him to put you on a different path. And like you mentioned earlier today, I believe in supporting my sisters and brothers who are doing great things for the kingdom of God because, like you said, we all have our different, unique styles. And, you know, although we're in the same realm, same industry, however, we can do so many great things together rather than individually. So I am so excited, Dr. Renee, about being connected to you and Ramonda and some of my other sisters who are in the media business. And I'm excited about everything that's going to happen this year because we all have that our own little oomph, our own little spice and recipe, but at the end of the day, we're all running the same race. We all have the same mission, and that's to uplift the people and let them know that, you know, Jesus is real, God is real, and he can do anything above what we could ever imagine. So that's who I am.
Now, don't let her get started now. You know, she can go. But let me ask you this, Tini, and I'm going to get back to, and I have to say this because, you know, I have to, you know, I'm very transparent. The thing about it is we need to realize, you know, okay, listen, Jesus had 12 disciples. So how doing his ministry. Now, so, and you know, he was perfect. He didn't need nobody,
right.
But he picked 12. So how
right.
we think we're going to do the ministry for God all by ourselves?
We can.
Okay, there you go. But I want to go back to, because the thing that I just love about your book, and it's an awesome book. Tell us a little bit, you know, because I love the title. But just tell us, you know, because we need, like I said, opening up the show. So many people have lost hope. So many people are down. I mean, they're looking at the economy. They're looking at the situations. And, you know, that's a whole topic there. But just let us know, you know, the awesome things that, because, you know, I don't want to give away too much by the book because we need to, you know how I am, you guys. I want you to purchase the book. But tell us some things that actually, you know, inspired you. Of course, I mean, because that's a big jump to actually write something on paper. And then number two, here we go, publishing the book, and then now you actually are speaking about the book and everything that you do and say.
You know, what inspired me to write Don't Look Back, Look Forward was all of the things that I had journaled about from the time I could remember when I was maybe in my teens when I started writing fictional stories and writing about my feelings of how I was going through when I first became pregnant with my son at the age of 13, you know, not really having my mom and my father in my life consistently because I lived in a single-parent household. Being bounced back and forth between my mom and my adopted grandparent and her family, you know, not really having my biological family really being a family that was really close-knit, and I had a sense of what family was like. So over the years, you know, people would tell me, you're so smart, you can do this, and you write poetry. You know, I started writing poetry and putting them on little cards and selling them, you know, during Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. And Don't Look Back But Forward is just a combination of all of my thoughts, all of my the things that go on in our minds that we are somewhat afraid to address. That's what Don't Look Back, Look Forward is. And I can remember going to church one Sunday and hearing about the story in the Bible about, I can't remember, Lot's wife who got, you know, he told her don't look back, and she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. And, you know, that Don't Look Back, Look Forward is a derivative of so many different things. Like in that book, for anyone who's listening, if you purchase Don't Look Back, Look Forward, it's 26 pages, but it's 26 pages packed with power, meaning I promise you, you can relate to one of those questions, because it's like a question and answer. And one of my questions is, can I be trusted? Because we have a lot of people that walk around and they've made mistakes, maybe they've told a lie too, and they feel that they can't move beyond that, or they have people who want to hold them to that instead of forgiving them. And in that, I answer that question. I answer it from my perspective and some of the things that I have endured. It also, in the book, I have some poetry pieces that I've written over the years. One of my favorites is God Made Me. Like, that's my ultimate favorite poem, because I wrote that poem when I was in a really, really dark place and I was unsure of who God created me to be. And God reminded me in that poem of who he made me to be. Regardless of whatever I had gone through, the lack thereof of support, the people that didn't, you know, treat me right, God reminded me that he made me in his image, and no matter what I'm going through, no matter what anybody's reading going through that reads that poem, they are able to find some inspiration in that. So Don't Look Back, Look Forward is, it's small. You know how in the Bible they say you have a small army, but that army is powerful? That's how I feel about Don't Look Back, Look Forward. I feel that that book is packed with so much power, and it will inspire the readers to step up and don't look back there. Stop looking back at something that God has already forgiven you. You know, Dr. Renee, people tend to focus on what the people say, what the people are saying, and how the people are relaying the messages and how the people perceive them. But when you begin to focus on God and not look back at that stuff and look forward to all of the great things that he has promised, even if you can't, even if it's not tangible and you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can't even see it, but you can envision it and you feel it from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet that God is going to give it to you, when you focus on that and become confident in that, then God can take that and he can run with it. That's what stops God sometimes in his tracks, because he's waiting on you to just pick up the baton and say, I trust you. I have faith in you. I'm not going to worry about the things of my past. I'm going to turn it all over to you, and I'm going to run this race looking forward. Because if you run a race looking back, if you think about it, when someone's in a race and they're passing a baton, if you are looking back, normally what they do, because they have confidence in knowing that their teammate is going to put that baton in their hand, they're not looking back. They're running forward. So that's how we have to be. We have to reach back, give it to God, pass that baton to him, but keep running that race head on, straight forward. So, Dr. Renee, that's what Don't Look Back, Look Forward is. It's about learning to fully trust God and stand. On my show yesterday, I had one of the most awesome, she's awesome, awesome author, Desiree Lee, and she talked about her situation, but we talked about having a made-up mind. And that's what Don't Look Back, Look Forward is. It's having a made-up mind, Dr. Renee.
I mean, you know, that is very powerful, Teenie. But, you know, I have to be real, because in my own life, it is a journey. So, you know, that condemnation, please, please, please. I mean, here's two ladies that can tell you. Do not let that condemnation get you. Because let's say if you go to church, as soon as you walk outside the church, as soon as you get off the phone, as soon as you get off this radio broadcast, the devil is going to use something. I mean, somebody going to come to the door, somebody going to ring the doorbell, some going to be on TV to try to distract you from what you're called to do, distract you from even the goal you're about to do. You may be about to call somebody and say, hey, how was your day? I'm happy. I'm proud of you. But you have to just like, oh, wow, we can't look back. And, you know, like my mom used to say, amen, you can't do anything with the past anyway. You know, so we need to realize that. And then the thing, too, I heard, I think, if I'm not mistaken, forgive me, I'm giving the wrong quote to the wrong person, but I think it was Joe Osteen. He was saying the reason why the rearview mirror is so small, because we're supposed to keep it small and leave it alone. We are past that. And the front mirror of the car is so big because we're going forward in what God has called us to do.
Absolutely.
So I love that. I love that. I love that. But, you know, we have to be real. It is a journey. It is a journey, the process of trusting God. I can tell you that because I went from six figures to zero in one day. And, I didn't go buy, you know, a Lamborghini, but I was used to a certain lifestyle. But, you know, what God still provided. And I tell people I have a P on every bill. And so we have to do that in everything, from the smallest thing to the biggest, because you know the Bible said the smallest is money anyway. Now, if you can't trust God in regards to money, how are you going to trust him with healing, you know, a miracle? So we have to trust him with the smallest thing, which is money, which some people, you know, that's a whole nother show as well. Put that in a different perspective. But, Tanya, this is what I want to ask you, because And, you know, lack of me being a parent, you know, because I don't have kids. I'm going to be a late bloomer. You know, it's a lot of single parents, you know, single men, you know, also single ladies that's raising kids. I mean, this is a whole nother show. We got to get you back to talk about that. But just give us a couple of things that whatever comes on your heart of how to encourage someone that, I mean, trying to do it, they think they're doing it, you know, all by themselves because, you know, maybe the significant other is not in the picture, or the father, or the, you know, or the mom is not in the picture. But give us some encouraging, you know, just nuggets of how we can just don't look back at what happened. We got to move forward and make sure we nurture our kids, that they actually can be, you know, enjoy life and just enjoy what God has for them to do in the world.
Absolutely. I love to play with words, Dr. Renee. And in my book, that's why I'm so excited about the revision of my book, because I have a method, what is called reveal. It's called the RHM method, and it's reveal, heal, and move forward. And it is so important that we reveal those things and call them to the forefront so that we can find a way to heal, so that we can turn it over to God and say, you know what, God, there's nothing else that I can do with this, because that's what I had to do, Dr. Renee. Being a single mom, and, you know, for my 13-year-old, you know, my son, who's now 18, and having to figure out how to do it all by myself, and what I had to learn how to do was, and it seems so difficult, but it's so easy. Trust me, anybody who's listening, give it to him. That's one of the things, Dr. Renee, you know, I could tell people to read books, I could tell people to do this, but the only thing that has worked for me is prayer. Prayer, trusting, and believing, and putting in the work that's needed. And when I say put in the work, we have to have what I call is a made-up mind. And I talked about this, finding motivation. Finding things that motivate us in a positive way. Also, what are our influences? Who are the people that you have around you? If someone's always talking to you negative and not pouring into you and it's just draining, you need to pray and ask God to help you with those people. Help you either remove yourself pray for those people and pray that God can work on them. Also, determining needs. Is it something that you want or is it something that's required? Because a lot of times we confuse the two. We confuse wants versus requirements. And we have to pray and ask God to give us wisdom on those things. And last but not least, Dr. Renee, what is our determination? Have we done the research? Have we figured out what it will take to progress to the next level? Have we studied God's word and allow him to pour into us, allow him to implant seeds into us? Because not always can people tell you what you need. Sometimes you have to quiet your mind and quiet your thoughts and just sit still and just allow him to pour into you. So for anybody who's listening, Dr. Renee, that's single parent and feel like they cannot do it, always know that your child has a father. Always know that God is their father. And if you turn it over to him, he will take care of those needs. He'll start putting people in your life that can assist you with that child. He'll give you the wisdom that you need in order to plant seeds into that child. If you made mistakes, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just dust yourself off and try again. So, Dr. Renee, that is my advice to anyone who's listening as a single parent, is that it's never too late. It's never too late.
I love it. You know, when I have kids who have played this over and over, I'm like, it's hard to, I can remember. And I had a sheltered life. I just gonna be honest. And I had my mom and dad, and oh, they listening now, but I didn't stay, you know, straight like I supposed to. And I was in church, you know, every Sunday and Wednesday by BTU, Basic Training Union. I don't know nothing about that, but yeah, you know, my pastor, Pastor Kepo Dollar, said it so nicely. Like you just said, you gotta give it to God, and then number two, your kids will have their own testimony. But you have to keep them lifted up in prayer and be there for them. Don't enable them. Now, that's a whole other concept there. But you have to keep them in prayer. And if you have given them the foundation, hey, they're going to always turn back around like I did and like Timmy did and so many others we have done. I mean, we turned back to where we had been reared, back in the throne of, as the old people say. That's amazing. But, you know, what we're going to do just quickly, because time goes by so quickly, Lord Jesus. We're going to make sure our sponsors and our shout-out partners and our wonderful advertisers, that they are happy, 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 because I love them, love them, love them. But then when we actually have a couple that's going to say a couple things, and we're going to come back, and what I want Tina to do as we come to the close, I want her to talk a little bit more about her radio show, you know, if she's actually, you know, actually accepting, you know, new people for a possible fit. Now, you heard I say a possible fit, because you got to make sure you're indecent and in order when you go on people's platform. You know, that's a whole other thing that I'm working on, because people don't know how to, one, what's called pitch, meaning get in contact with media, and then when you get on the show, you got to do X, Y, Z. And after the show, you got to do certain things. That's one thing that I've been really trying to get people up on, the spirit of excellence. So she's going to talk a little bit more about her platform in that regard. And then she's going to follow it up by telling us, of course, how we can purchase her products, how we can support her on social media. But what we're going to do real quickly, we're going to make sure the people that sponsor and advertise and shout out are happy, and I'm happy as well. But we'll be right back. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires of Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, Also, www.LaDonnaMarieBooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
You guys, I love my lover, I love her. We had to kind of fathom a little bit because we had so many come in. And actually, today we just got a new, I love getting CDs from the artists and stuff. But, you know, I have to make sure, you know, it's in the pit again, which, you know, most of them are. But if you want information more about our platform in regards to being an advertiser, sponsor, or a shout-out partner, please get in contact with us at www.ReneeSunday.com. Again, that is www.ReneeSunday.com. And all the things that we're doing as the platform builder, which is this is part of the platform that we do because we want to make sure your message is shared with the world. All of that information on there about the Thriving 365 if you want to be a speaker. And actually, we got one of those. We have a telesummit, a webinar every month on the topic that actually to let you know that all these things need to be together. So we could thrive in 365, not one day, not one month, but every day of your life. But we're enjoying. Patty, boy, she is getting it now. Lord, have mercy. I thank God for her. She is actually giving us some awesome information. But what we're going to do is we want her to talk about her radio show and platform. If she's, you know, she may actually, you know, you got to make sure you're the right fit. Now, I'm going to say that again. But she's going to talk a little bit about that, and then she's going to also follow up how we can contact her.
Hi, Dr. Renee. Yes, I am the host of Time with Tiny that airs on every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. What I require for guests is that they are someone who has a story to tell. But it's an inspirational story, and they're willing to come on the show and provide our listeners with real-life experiences. However, Dr. Renee, I put a little twist on my shows because what I'll do is I'll have a guest on the show, and I'll wait the whole week, and I'll see how my week is going, and I'll pray about it. And then what I'll do is set the title for my show. But what I always do, Dr. Renee, is I find a word, and I figure out what that word means to me. And my guest and I, we just have a conversation. We just have a conversation about the topic. Of course, we talk about if they're an author, their books, and how to get in touch with them. But I like to allow God to just be in, to do his thing, to use us as vessels to encourage his people. Because, Dr. Renee, Time with Tiny is not about Tiny. It's Time with Tiny, but it's time to really allow yourself the opportunity to prepare for the week. That's why I do the show on Sunday, because I want to give the listeners and anyone out there that's looking for a place of encouragement and looking for some tools that can assist them in operating throughout the week. You know, if someone wants to be a guest on my show, they can find me on Facebook and inbox me their information, and then I'll have someone to reach out to them with how they can send me their bio, and if they're willing to send a copy of their book, if they're an author, so I can read it and kind of connect with it. And then also what I'll do sometimes, Dr. Renee, is I'll call some of the people that will be on the show, and I'll have a one-on-one conversation with them just to kind of fill them out to see where their spirit is, because again, Time with Tiny is, it's all about God. It's all about him. And I want the vibe to be, you know, a pleasant vibe. You know, I want it to be where the listeners can come and find inspiration, because they're looking to us to inspire them. They're looking to us to provide them that one little sentence or that one little word, that those couple of phrases that can help them get through the week. So Time with Tiny is on blogtalkradio.com, and it's Time with Tiny, and my name is spelled T-I-N-N-I-E, and I just, you know, want everyone who's listening to know that you don't have to be, you know, celebrity status. You can be a banker that works 9 to 5, but you feel that you've overcome whatever dark place it was in your life, and you feel that you can provide the listeners with some inspiration. I want to hear from you. I want to hear those stories, because you never know, Dr. Renee, who's out there listening and who's waiting and wanting to just hear that one thing that'll keep them from jumping over the edge.
You, amen, amen, amen. Because, oh, you hit me right then. Because I actually had a young lady, you know, in the videos I be putting up, you know, I be playing around and you know, people know I'm funny. But, you know, I be saying some nuggets in it. One lady actually told me that she was about to, she said she saw the video. She stopped on the side of the road because she was about to push the gas to go off a cliff. And she said, let me look at Facebook. And that's what was in the feed, the video, one of my videos. And she said, love that. Don't stop. Get it. You know, I was telling her what to do when go in a difficult situation. So, and that's why I put in my, Tiny, I put in my, you know, when people do my little tag, I tell them, we got to do three things. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. But the other thing is, like you said, I want to chime in that, is you never know who's listening. And I like working with people that realize the value of media and platform, that they one person can actually open up the avenue that you're actually reaching millions. So, oh, wow. But we want to thank you. Time goes by so quickly. But we want to thank you so much, Tiny, for being here with us on Good Deeds.
I thank you, Dr. Renee, for allowing me to be on Good Deeds. And I look so forward to everything that's going to happen in your life. And I just want to say thank you for being that platform builder for all of us, anyone who has a message and who has a purpose. So I am looking forward to your blessing.
Amen. God bless you, too. God bless you, Tiny. I love it, the name of Jesus. Well, you guys, I really, 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 you know me. I just want to encourage you. I want you to realize that God has you. Trust God. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. And you do have a purpose. You do have a reason that you're here right now on this earth. And you know, I got to say it one more time. Don't stop. Get it. And also, you know what I got to say? You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.